Hi. Welcome to Random Ramblings with your not-so-favorite sister duo. I'm Lillian.
And I'm Madeline, and welcome to episode 2. So we're going to start out with our fit check.
Fit check! I'm currently wearing a sparkly unicorn sweater from Primark. It is a kid size 13 because I can fit in two children's sizes. It's great because everything is cheaper. Fun story, I actually have two of these because I thought I lost my first one because I looked for it for a month and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was so sad. So my mom was like, okay, I'll get you a new one. So she got me a new one, and literally 2 days after I got the new one, my dad found it. And he was like,
where was it?
Why do you have two? I don't really remember where it was. I think Patricia put it in like either your closet. And then my dad was like, why do you have two? And I was like, oh, I thought I lost it. Sorry.
That's so awkward.
And then I'm currently also wearing these Lilly Pulitzer jeans that I found marked down at Marshalls.
She thrifted
Marshalls.
Them. Oh, no?
No.
Oh,
Marshalls. And they've got blue sequins on the bottom. I'm obsessed with them. And my mermaid hair bow that everybody seems to love.
Yes. Today, I am wearing my Air Force Ones, some white socks, these pants that I got from Urban. I know, I'm so basic. They're my only Urban pants that I own, and I'm obsessed with them. They have, like, different colored pockets from, like, the main color of jean. So it's, like, a little bit lighter, and then the pants are darker. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets.
So many pockets.
I have a lot of things. I also, I'm not wearing it anymore, but I was wearing my dad's old varsity jacket from Milford, Massachusetts.
She doesn't have a winter jacket.
I don't, because I went to LA, so I was like, my jacket was from Primark last year, and I'd had it for like 2 or 3 years at that point, so it was nasty, and there were holes everywhere, and it was not warm. So I was like, I'm throwing this out, because like, it was not usable for anything. And then for my shirt, I'm wearing a thrifted sweatshirt. It says Patriots on it because it was Patriots Day today. Or it was game day today. Woo, woo, we lost 6 points against the Broncos. But
do
it's
the
fine.
Pockets actually like fit stuff? Because you know how women's pockets are literally the smallest
yes,
ever?
Yes, these pockets
fit
do fit everything. I can put my keys, my money, my phone.
Miraculous.
Masks. Yeah,
it
I know,
it never
right?
happens.
Never. Like literally best pants I've ever bought. Hands down. So we just wanted to update you. We decided our posting day is going to be Wednesdays.
Whoop, whoop.
But we film on Sundays and Saturdays. So, today it's Sunday for us, but it's Wednesday probably for you. We're going to change this if we decide to change the date. But for now, it's going to be Wednesdays. Additionally, this is episode 2. And today is actually, like, you're hearing this later than when we're filming it. So, it's still before Halloween. So, are you excited for Halloween, Lillian?
I am very excited for Halloween, even if we don't get to go trick-or-treating because of COVID.
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited for the family costume off.
Yes, yeah, so our family's having a costume off where our theme is Disney. So, we all are separately making our own costumes and there's no budget, so we're not buying anything.
Nope.
Like, we're all just doing things around the house and we're gonna each this, like, surprise everyone else with a costume. But Lillian and I are collaborating for Frontier, Lillian's ex-service dog. And don't tell her parents, but he's going to be Sharpay Evans.
I'm beyond excited, because he's
like,
did
you already say that?
I think we already did, but you know what?
We'll just edit it out. I'm not saying that. We're not repeating stuff. Just kidding, we're leaving it in. All right, so let's start with the show. Welcome to the main show. Here we
Woo!
Go. So today's topic is
Phineas and Ferb! Ta-da!
Yes, literally our favorite show growing up.
The show is iconic. It slaps so hard.
As the kids say, it does. Indeed. Literally, this is like the only show that we were allowed to actually watch. Because Mom like didn't like
any other Disney Channel show.
That, or any show with like live people in it. She was we only watched cartoons. And it was like this we could watch, Land Before Time. That TV, remember
yeah,
that show?
That was a
like
weird
the dinosaur
show.
Some on the dinosaur show too. That was like a documentary, or like
yeah.
It was like a National Geographic.
We were allowed to watch Zack and Cody later after our cousins finally wore her down
in middle school, like when we were 12.
Yeah,
yeah. So like that was a little strange, I would say. But I mean, to each his own, right? Like
yeah,
our mom was just we could not watch it, but we have now, like, watch, you know, Zach and Cody, mm-hmm. Hannah Montana, Phineas and Ferb, obviously.
Obviously. That's So Raven sometimes.
I have not watched that, but Liv and Maddie.
Liv and Maddie.
Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie.
Actually, I never finished. I watched, like, 2 seasons of Liv and Maddie. And Farm Wizards
Wizards of Waverly Place.
I never watched that. You I know. Should, everyone you hates
it's
me
good.
For that.
It's good. It's good. Alex Russo is a relatable queen. We stan.
Is she the red hair one?
She is the...
Or she's Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
That's awkward. oh, well. Fun fact, actually. Some kid... Oh, my friend, a friend of mine, freshman year. Her sister went to camp with Alex Russo's... Or not Alex Russo. The kid who's in The Fosters but then left. What's his name?
Jake T. Austin.
Jake T. Austin. They went to camp together.
That's like, really cool.
I know, right? So, I know all the tea about why he left. I'm not repeating it, though. Anyway, sorry. Let's get into the actual show, or the actual meat of the subject. So, quick plot summary. I've never seen Phineas and Ferb, because I'm sure you have. Basically, these two boys just, like, it's their summer, and they have nothing to do, so they decide to build things every day.
And they have a platypus who fights crime.
Yes, and he's, like, secret agent, so they don't know that he's
and
a secret agent.
Yeah, and their older sister tries to get them in trouble for building things, and it never works.
And, like, the word that they use is, she's like, I'm gonna bust you, and tells her, she's like, Mom! Phineas and Ferb! Making a title sequence.
Candace, the older sister, drives me insane, okay? Because she literally devotes her entire... pretty much life to busting her older or her younger brothers. Like, when I'm a teenager in summer, because I'm a teenager, and when I'm in summer, I, like, want to focus on, like, relaxing, eating food, spending time with friends, whatever, you know, doing all that. But all she focuses on is busting her brothers and getting with Jeremy Johnson, the cute boy from I don't even know. But that's all she focuses on. And, like, the parents should know something is up. If their daughter every day is saying that her brothers did stuff, maybe they don't think that they did actually the stuff, but they should know that, like, something is up and the boys are a little sus. You know what I mean? But they don't. And poor Candace is literally having, like, mental breakdowns because she can't validate the fact that her brothers are doing dangerous stuff.
That's so true. I know, I never thought about it that way, but, like, you're so right. But also, to that point, how old do you think Candace is in comparison to the boys? Like, is she high school, they're middle school, she's middle school, they're elementary school.
So I used to think that she was high school and they were elementary school, but then they were middle school. But then when, like, they did, like, this high school episode with Vanessa, the crime-fighting platypus's evil counterpart's daughter.
So she's saying Dr. Doof's daughter.
Yes. And
Doof is smart, evil.
Next door to that high school was Phineas and Ferb, and they were playing in a sandbox with a truck.
Oh. So elementary school, so I think maybe like fifth grade?
But they're so much more mature than...
They are.
Like, I was like thinking they were in like sixth grade, but their elementary school must have gone from K to 6.
It could be.
Because but, like, definitely well, why not, like,
but like as a 12-year-old, I wasn't playing in a sandbox, were you?
No, but they always say that boys are more developmentally behind than girls.
That's a very good point. So it definitely could be that. And they definitely have not hit puberty yet.
No, Phineas' voice is too high for that.
Yes, exactly. Lily and also want to talk about how Candace is a dork.
Candace is problematic, and she's just such a dweeb, because literally all she does is try to bust her brothers. Like, she has nothing else to her name, literally just laments about it all the time. I feel bad for her friend Stacy, like, having to listen to all those rants about how terrible her brothers are.
So true.
Like, gosh, she drives me crazy. Like, I would not invite her to a party, we would not be friends, I would avoid her in the hallways at school. Like, she's such a... I hate her.
To that point, have you seen that TikTok trend that's like, they're invited to the cookout. Is she invited to the cookout?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I feel like she would just, like, try to bust everyone's fun, you know?
Yeah. Or she'd, like, make everybody do, like, a test before, like, a breathalyzer test. Or, like, she'd, like, get security to, like, see if they, like, smuggled anything in or whatever.
That's so true. She'd be like one of those kids. But... I would applaud her right now during COVID.
Yes.
I would actually invite her to the party.
Yes.
For that reason.
During COVID would be...
She would, like, if people were next to each other, she would, like, split them up. She'd, like, wedge her body and push them away, you know? Like,
literally.
Like, the cock blocker.
Yeah, no.
As they say. So let's talk about Ashley Tisdale. Like, that was her prime. Because she went from, right from Maddie to Sharpay to Candace. Back to Sharpay. Back to Candace. For the spinoff movie.
Yes.
What's it called?
Phineas and Ferb Against the
Universe. No. Sharpay's Fabulous Adventures.
Oh, that one.
Yes. So, she's had quite a career in Disney. And I'm actually pretty sad that she hasn't done anything with Disney recently.
I mean, she did the new Phineas and Ferb movie that came out.
Oh, that makes sense. But, I'm talking about, like, new characters. Because she's a very good actress.
She is. I think she's married with a kid now, though.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. I think it's a baby girl.
I feel so old.
Yeah.
You know, I saw her at the Grove. For my sorority sisterhood one day, we went to the Grove to, like, see the tree lighting and all that stuff. It's my first sisterhood, actually. And there's, like, performers. There was, like, Leslie Odom Jr. There was Tori Kelly. There was Aloe Black. There was the guy from The Fray. That's the funniest performance I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm super jealous that you got to see all these awesome humans.
It was literally the coolest time. But the funniest thing is that I don't know what was wrong with the guy from The Fray. There's something going on there. He was a mess.
Wasn't he, like, screaming a bunch?
He was, like, I don't think he was screaming. He was just, like, his head was, like, really just, like, in the music, but, like, almost in a, like, concerning way. Where it looked like his head was, like, not really attached. But, like, it obviously was. It was just really weird. And then he, like, jumped into the crowd, was, like, really, I don't know, he wasn't scaring the kids. He was just, like, really in the kids' faces and, like, yelling at them during this, like, weird dance break.
Like, this
threw the mic on the stage, ran and rolled onto it, like, during this, like, really rock and roll, upbeat version of Silent Night. He was like, Silent Night! Holy Night! And I wish I had a video because it was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I mean, artistic liberties, but I think that's taking it a little too far.
It was the fun. I wish I had a video. Literally, my sisters and I talk about it all the time because it was just so freaking funny. But anyway, she was there. She and Bridget Mendler, I think she was there also, were introducing their new, like, Christmas movie that they had on Netflix or something. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Netflix.
Like, last year.
Huh.
I don't know if it was good or not.
Her and Vanessa Hutchins. Oh, Vanessa Hutchins was Ashley Tisdale's maid of honor, I found out.
That's so cute! Was Zac Efron there?
No.
Was,
Not that I could see
from the pictures. Was Chad there? What's his name?
Not that I could see from the pictures.
What's the guy's real name?
Corbin.
Corbin Blue! Remembered it.
I couldn't see any of the men from the pictures, but I saw a lineup of her bridesmaids, and it said that, like,
Vanessa was That's so there. Sweet. That actually makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Because they were in Zach and Cody too.
They were, wait, what was Vanessa's?
She was, like, what's, like, the equivalent? She was, like, the cat from, like, Victorious. Like, the ditzy, like, ooh, kind
of
girl.
Was she there for a lot of episodes, or was it just, like, one or two?
No, just for, like, ones they showed Maddie in London school.
Okay, that makes more sense now.
Yeah. So, let's also talk about her dance moves in Queen of Mars and Disco Miniature. Oh, yeah, sorry. Not Ashley Tisdale's. And Disco Miniature Golfing Queen, Queen of Mars. Like, she's a queen. She also was the truck driving queen or something.
The truck driving girl.
Yeah, like, she's been, like, had a lot of different hats.
And yet she still hates that they include her in all their adventures.
They do. And, like, she should be grateful.
She should be.
Like, if Lillian built a roller coaster, I'd be the first one on it.
Oh, you totally would. Although, I wouldn't know if it would be the safest thing, because, you know, I'm not the best at, like, engineering or building things.
Touche, that's why you're not in STEM.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's okay, don't worry. We need people who are not in STEM.
Yes.
Also. So, dance moves. Have you guys seen that TikTok where it's, like, that guy who's, like, doing, it's like day 38 until Ashley Tisdale
notices me doing the Queen of Mars.
I'm Queen of Mars. So sorry, our dad came in the room.
Whoops.
Okay, so Lillian was just saying how problematic Candace was. Continue.
Again. She's just so problematic. I'm sorry.
But like is she politically problematic?
No, but I feel like she would be, like, a Trump supporter. I'm sorry.
Oh, tell me why.
Because, like, she's all for, like, being, like, tough on, like, crime, which her crime is busting.
Oh my god, you're so right. She's, like, totally pro-police.
And she'd be super vocal about it.
She's definitely go blue. Oh my god, that's so true. You're so, so right. Wow, I would have never thought of that. What do you think about the other characters? Like, who would support BLM and the police and things like that?
I think Beljeet would be, like,
who's ACAB?
I think Beljeet would be, like, ACAB, and I think Isabella would be ACAB because she's multicultural. She's half Jewish, half Mexican.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
And so I think she'd be, like, super into, like, BLM and, like Latinx stuff and, like, Jewish stuff.
For sure. But I also, I think the Buford also is ACAB.
Really?
And I know that's very controversial.
He's a bully, though.
I know that's very controversial. I know. But I think he has, like, that really soft spot where he, like, cares about Baljeet. I think he's just a really insecure guy.
That's true. That's true.
And I think he's, like, BLM, ACAB, because he just is a really sweet man.
Yeah. I feel like Phineas and Ferb would also be BLM and ACAB.
Oh, definitely.
Completely. I feel like they would try to convince Canvas and they get into a lot of heated debates at the dinner table.
Yes, especially when they get older. Yeah. I would definitely agree.
I feel like Lindana, or Linda, leans towards more towards Candace.
Yeah.
Because she just, like, isn't aware. And I feel like Lawrence might lean towards Phineas and Ferb, but I feel like he just doesn't get into politics.
Well, he also is not a citizen.
That's true.
So I think he doesn't really care. And I agree with Lindana. I think because she's also, like, you know, her prime was in the 70s or 80s, whatever, 90s maybe. 80s. I feel like that was 80s. Yeah, Lindana. Yeah. I agree, because that was, like, a Cyndi Lauper's 80s.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think she definitely leans towards Candace. Perry the Platypus, definitely BLM, ACAB.
Doof, 100%. Definitely BLM, ACAB.
Oh, I think Doof is, like, a huge supporter.
Vanessa and him would go to, like, rallies and stuff.
Definitely.
Major Monogram, I feel like, would be in the middle.
I know. I think he'd be, I don't think he'd be ALM. I think he'd be pro-police, though.
Yeah, he's like, the head of the secret agent.
He literally works for law enforcement.
Carl, on the other hand.
Ooh, what's your thoughts about Carl?
I feel like Carl would also kind of be, like, in the middle. I feel like he'd be more liberal than Monogram because he's younger and he, like, probably is in school as an intern.
True, right? He's a college intern.
Yeah.
Wait, but we were just talking about how old Candace was. And Carl does not look any older than Candace. His voice is still all cracky like this. So, like, if he's a college intern, then I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe he, like, skipped three grades?
Maybe because he's so smart. Or maybe he just hit puberty late.
Or that, too. Maybe that too.
Because, like, I think Phineas's voice is lower, and Ferb's definitely is, than
maybe Carl's. Carl just has a higher voice.
Could be. It could be that. You're right. Okay, how about, Doof's brother. I think he's definitely ALM.
Doof's brother is and pro please. Doof's brother is kind of
the mayor,
but I don't like him.
I don't really remember him, but, like, yes, I agree.
I feel like Stacy, Candace's friend, would, because she's also, I think, biracial, and so I feel like she definitely leaned more towards BLM. But I feel like because she's friends with Candace, she'd try to whitewash herself and be like.
But don't forget that. Unfortunately, not all people of color, and white people, obviously, because we're a huge problem.
Yeah.
Are not BLM. Like,
that is true. That is true.
Race doesn't define your political views.
So I don't know what she would be, because, like, she's besties with Candace. So I'm like, maybe she'd fall in Candace, but she's also, like, an older sister to one of the Fireside Girls, which is the troupe that Isabella's in.
Oh, I think all the Fireside Girls are extremely BLM, ACAB.
Completely. I'm just not sure what Stacy would be.
I think Stacy would fall in line with the Fireside Girls, because I think she was one at one point. Wasn't she a troop leader at some point, or, like, helping out with the troop, or is that...
Was she? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember. I think she would be, though, just because... Also, I think she doesn't really like Candace. I think they're, like, friends, but it's, like, one of those kind of friends where you're, like, oh, okay, honey, like,
yeah.
go do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, pat on the shoulder, like, uh-huh. Like, that kind of... I don't think it's a true friendship.
And then Jeremy Johnson would just do whatever Candace wanted.
No, I think he's, like, one of those surfer boys who's, like, BLM and ACAB.
Really?
Like, a surfer skater, like...
That's true. He does have a band, so, yeah, I could see that.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't know, I get that vibe from him, where I think he's, like, more... I think maybe he's from California and has, like, that liberal view.
Yeah,
I would hope, anyway. Okay, so moving on from that, we want to talk about Phineas and Ferb. A brother duo, like, iconic.
Yes.
Like, I know we're, like, the not your favorite sister duo. But they have to be at least one of your favorite brother duos.
If they're not, what are you doing with your life?
Exactly. Like, Zach and Cody obviously are fantastic. But these two just have so much brotherly chemistry.
We do.
Like, stepbrothers, like, we need to see more of that.
Yeah.
Adopted brothers can still be amazing brothers. Like, where they're, or who they're born to doesn't define their family, you know?
Amen. Super deep.
Thank you. But yeah, I think they were... Obviously, they're super important to the show. Like, they're the stars.
Yeah.
I really like their dynamic because they're, like, two sides of the same magnet. Where they like, yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like they're opposite, but they also work really well together. And I feel like you're more like Phineas because you're the big planner. Like, and you had come up with ideas, and I just kind of go with it.
I disagree. I think you have the plan, and I do the execution. So I'm very, like, hands-on, tactile. I make things.
That could be true. I'm a thinker, too.
Plus, you talk more than me. So
That is true. I can talk the fur off a monkey's butt.
Which I appreciate, because sometimes I don't know what to say. So, let's talk about Isabella. I think I loved that her and Phineas ended up together, but I don't like that Phineas went to a different school because of Isabella. Like, he...
No, follow your dream. Like, if you like a school, you should go. It doesn't matter. There's a thing called long-distance relationships. Me and my best friend have been long-distance for, what, 4 years
almost? Maybe. I have a friend who literally followed her boyfriend to a different state. I won't say where.
Why would you do that? I don't know.
No, I love her. She's awesome. But they broke up. So that's, I'm like, so awkward. I just feel so bad. Like,
that's so awkward.
Because there are so many different schools that she got into that were fantastic and she just didn't go. But I mean, to each his own. And I think she loves it, so I think she's okay.
Good.
But, like, come on, MIT versus the state school? Like, come on, Phineas.
Yeah.
And where did Ferdinand end up going?
Some British academy somewhere in, like, Scotland or something? I don't know.
A British academy in Scotland.
I know, I'm sorry.
European geography. Okay, now for the part that everyone's been waiting for. Baljeet and Buford, baby! Just kidding. People probably weren't... I don't think people were waiting for this part, but... Just kidding.
They should have been gay. For each other.
I think secretly Buford... Well, no, but then he and Candace had babies.
I think Baljeet was...
He could have been. But didn't... Buford and Candace get together?
Yeah, with that little... Okay, so there's this theory going around.
Because, on TikTok.
Because in the episode where they go into the future, Candace has three children.
Candace, a redhead.
Yes.
And Jeremy, a blonde.
Three children. One is a redhead that looks like her. One is a blonde that looks like Jeremy. But one is brown hair with Candace's eyes.
So, everyone thinks that it's Buford's kid.
Because it's got Buford's, like, face shape.
So there you go. That's the tea right there.
That's the tea.
So who knows what happened with that? I mean, I don't think anyone will ever officially know. Because Dan, the creator on TikTok, said that he can neither confirm nor deny.
I usually think when he says that, it's a yes, but he doesn't want to say that it's a yes.
Or that he just never thought of that and was like, oh my god, that's a really cool point.
Or that too.
That's my theory. So, let's talk about Jeremy's sister. Oh, first of all, are Baljeet and Buford invited to the cookout? And Isabella?
Okay, Isabella, yes. She would, like, make the whole cookout.
Yeah, I think she would, like, bring... She'd be the person who brings, like, the cookies, the brownies, and the banana bread.
And she would bring the entire Fireside Girls, and they would help you set up beforehand.
That's so true. She would, like, she'd help take it up, or set it up, take it down, do the dishes after... She's like our Aunt Colleen.
Yeah.
Who, like, stays for the end.
Baljeet maybe would be invited to the cookout.
I think he could be a little annoying.
But he's interesting.
But he's, like, a nice guy. Like, he's sweet. He cares. He does think things through, which is always a good quality to have.
Yes.
So I would invite him. I don't know about you.
Buford, I think I would
definitely... Oh, I would definitely invite him.
Really?
I think he could be the life of the party. I think once you get, like, a... Once you get him going, the adrenaline kicking, I think he'd be, like, an asset.
I feel like he would double dip on the snack table, though, which is a big no-no for me.
Oh, he definitely would double dip. I can see that. Especially now during COVID. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But I think he could be really fun.
Yeah, he would be fun.
Okay, now let's talk Jeremy. Do you think we should invite him? He does date Candace. He
does play music, although he's kind of a simp. Not that a simp's a bad thing, but he's just, like... He's weird. I don't know.
He's like a soft guy, you know?
Yeah.
I would say yes. I would invite him. I feel like he could bring a cool vibe. Maybe...
He would bring live music, which would be cool.
Which always is a fun thing to have.
Yeah, that'd be super fun.
Jeremy's sister now. Let's talk about her.
Creepy little Susie Johnson.
What do you think? Invited?
I think
definitely
if
no,
Candace
right?
was there, she'd try to ruin it. But I think that if Candace was not there, she'd be chill.
Okay, then I'd be down. Well, Candace isn't really, invited, right?
Yeah, Candace isn't invited.
So then Susie can come.
So she, because she really like, has a vendetta against Candace. She's kind of a one-dimensional character in that sense.
That's true. She's iconic because Candace is controversial. And she's also awful because she's mean to Candace. But honestly, I think she adds a good element to the show. Where Candace is working against something.
I had...
Instead of just time.
I had nightmares about that small child.
Really?
Yeah, because she's just so cute. And then she's like, I'm going to kill you.
She reminds me of, like, a squirrel. Where, like, squirrels can be really cute and silly and sweet. And then they'll attack you. Or, like, a raccoon. You know, like an elf?
Yeah, like that. Does someone need a hug? And then the raccoon attacks.
What?
Like the, does somebody need a hug scene in the
yes,
raccoon attack?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, some other iconic characters who are, like, lesser known, but also people love. The baby head. Let's talk about that for a second.
What is with that motif?
Yeah, it's just, like, it's a reoccurring motif in this show that Lily and I were talking about before we started filming this. And we were like, is there, like, a metaphor or a symbolism with, like, with this symbol, this icon? And honestly, I don't know.
I think maybe it's like they're just bored and they just feel the need to put in a giant floating baby head, which, I mean, they're not, like, that's not a terrible thing to do. I would probably do the same thing because I'm extra as heck.
I have two theories. I think either A, it's like to add a little bit of comedic flavor, like, oh my god, it's so random baby head. Like you know, like back in 2008, it was like super funny to be like, haha, cheese, or haha, pie. Like, those aren't funny things to say, but, like,
super
those were just,
random.
Like, funny, you know? Like, that was, like, peak 2008 humor. Or, like, meep, or, like, those things. You remember those?
Yeah, I remember those.
Like, just, like, the random kind of humor. And I guess it's kind of coming back now, where it's, like, the TikTok meme that's, like, Gen Z will laugh at a frog that's morphed into, like, an iCarly face saying... Gibby! I don't know. It's, like, random things like that. And then it's, like, yeah, like, that kind of humor.
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, to add that element of, like, randomness, that to add humor. Or I think it's representing, like, how Phineas and Ferb is the childhood of so many, like, viewers. And it's, like, Dan's baby. Not, like, obviously not a child, but, like, his brainchild, you know?
That's really deep.
So I think, like, honest. So I think it's, like... To show the audience, I don't know.
That's
going on a tangent
deep.
Here.
I don't know. That's pretty deep.
It probably is not that.
Okay, let's talk about Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz and his trusty nemesis, Mr. Perry the Platypus, a.k.a. Agent P, of the organization without a cool acronym, also known as ALCA. Turns out they have a Canadian version, too, which is called CALCA, that stands for, like, the Canadian Organization.
Which is so funny. Yeah. Is that, like, in the show? Or
yeah,
is that,
it's
like...
in the show.
So it's not like a Canadian version of Phineas and Ferb. It's like
no, it's in the show.
So funny.
I feel like Doof and Perry have like this like bromance going on. Not like a romance, but like a bromance. Like a really good like guy friendship. You know
what it reminds me of?
What?
Matthew Moore, or not, Will Schuster and Syl Sylvester. I think they both in their own sense are good guys and both are bad guys.
That is so true. That is so true.
Because Doof is just trying to help the community and just, like, achieve his dreams by making an innator that works.
Yes.
And be a scientist, because he obviously was a failing scientist at some point, otherwise he wouldn't be an evil scientist. And Perry is trying to save the day and help him and help the community as well. So they're both trying to improve the community.
Just in their own way.
Exactly. And they both think that the other one's doing the wrong thing. Just like Susie Vassar, when she's a principal... And Will Schuster, as a choir teacher, like, both think they're doing the right thing, but in reality, I think Susie Vassar is doing the right thing, but Matthew Morrison is, or Will Schuster is a train wreck.
There is so much we can unpack with Will Schuster, but we'll get that into
which,
that
don't worry, that'll be an episode coming soon.
Oh, definitely. But I also feel like if Doofenshmirtz, like, booted Roger out of office, that would be, like, the best thing for Danville, because Roger really... doesn't do much. He's kind of just one-dimensional. Like, he's not...
I think Roger could be, like, an evil character. Because there was an episode where, like, he was fighting against him. Like, we didn't want, I didn't want him to win.
Yeah, yeah, I honestly, I feel.
But yeah, you're right, he's, like, one-dimensional, we don't know much about him, except that, the fact that he's a mayor, and that he's spoiled, but because he was spoiled, and Doof got the short end of the stick, I think that makes him a bad guy, right? Like, kind of like
honestly,
a...
Honestly, it kind of does.
Like a Harry Potter and,
Umbridge.
No, no. What's his cousin's name?
Malfoy?
No, his cousin.
His cousin?
That he lives with. The Dursleys.
Oh, Dudley.
Dudley, yes. Like, that kind of situation.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's kind of unneeded, though. I think it does give a good, backstory, and that we learn a lot about him. But that song that they sing, like, the brother song, or whatever.
Nemesis.
No, different song. Maybe it's not a song. Maybe it's just a moment. But, like, it's, like, in black and white and whatever back in...
Jerusalem?
Yeah, exactly. Is that in Germany?
It's, like, supposed to be, a, like, a country based off of, like, Germany.
Or, like, Switzerland. Yeah, or, like Switzerland. That kind of, like, Alp vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was so strange. And then, like, then you got Balloonie and they became best friends. I love Balloonie. I think he's a multidimensional character without... He has no lines, but that character makes the show.
I love Balloonie. I love him as a garden gnome, too.
Yes, he can fit many roles. I think he's very versatile. He's a great actor. I think he's perfect. He honestly helps the show. Babyhead could hinder it. Balloonie only helps.
Yeah, he really does. Also, Alka's kind of weird. Like... If you think about it, like, a bunch of animals in fedoras are fighting crime. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Then, like, wouldn't you, you know, notice if, like, an animal that looks like your animal that was in a fedora, wouldn't you be like, oh, why is Frontier in a fedora? That's a little sus, isn't it?
I agree. And also, I just think that, like, if you were to see a secret agent of any sort, it doesn't matter if it's your pet or not, like, a platypus, like, flying one of those little flying cars that Perry drives. I just think that if you saw that in general, you'd be like, the frick? Like, what are you doing? Like, what is happening in this universe, you know?
So many weird things happen in that universe.
So many weird things. And also, let's talk about the fact, like, say we were to be in society right now, and we saw, and, like, the CIA agents or FBI agents or whatever, secret agent, government,
yeah,
teams there are, to identify themselves, they wore fedoras.
You would know. So if they went undercover, it wouldn't be very helpful.
You know what that means? If you watch TikTok, you know the SM6 band? That means Adam Jones would be a secret agent.
I don't know who that is.
It's okay. You don't need to know who that is. They had a meet and greet where we used to live in Watertown, right near Target, or in Target. We lived literally weird. 4 minutes from there. Like, it was super close.
Weird.
That's where I had my driving test and all that shit.
Oh, I went to, I think, that was, like, with the RMV. I went.
Yes, exactly.
I went there and got my ID.
Yeah, it's an RMV, not an DMV. I'm sorry, you're right. Target, though, is so great.
I wanted to go to that Target, but Kenzie said no, and I was really sad.
Really? Oh, that sucks. Because that Target is better than the one that's near us. They just opened a Target near us, like, last year, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It was right before I left to go to school. It's really small. I don't think it's great because, I don't know, the other one just has, like, restaurants in it, and it's, like, it's what you grew up on, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
Also, can we just talk about for a sec, I know we're on Phineas and Ferb, when we were kids in Target was, like, the same thing as Walmart, where it was, like, very low-priced stuff, like, you could get anything for cheap, like, that's what Target was.
Now
it's bougie, and everything costs a fortune.
I got a sweater there for, like, how much was it? Was it, like, $25, I think? And it was one sweater.
That's absolutely insane. You can get that at, like, freaking Urban Outfitters.
And it was a kid's sweater.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Don't shop there. I mean, shop there. Obviously, Target's awesome.
No way. If you have money. Target, yeah.
If you have money, it's awesome. I'm not bashing on Target at all. I'm just saying, it's hella pricey.
At least the one in our area is, maybe it's different.
No, but also in Westwood too. In Westwood, California.
Oh.
So I always prefer Walmart. I've always have. Also, I want to say that I was ahead of the Walmart trend. Just want to put that out there. And I wrote
constantly. I've never constantly really been to Walmart. I mean, you know, it's where I got my bike helmet, but.
Yeah. I go all the time when I used to work at Metalark, the camp that I worked at. I'm going to bleep that up because I don't want them to know.
Yeah.
The camp that I worked at. Okay, so parents of Phineas and Ferb, Linda, and
Lawrence.
So, first off, Lindana and Doof. Let's just talk about that. That's a lot to unpack.
That's a chaotic relationship.
That's a lot to unpack, too. Let's dive in. So, how do they meet?
Lindana and Doof.
Do we know?
I don't think we know. I think we only saw them, like, dating at, like, a drive-in movie theater or something.
Okay, well, still, like, maybe that's why he's evil now. Maybe his heart was broken. But wouldn't you think that, like, they would run into each other? You know? Or don't you think, like, Perry would know at some point? Like,
he would have to know.
He knows all about his family because, like, he had to do background checks and stuff. Like, he looked at their photo albums. Like, don't you think he would know?
He would have to know. Yeah. I don't know. It's a little problematic, a little sus.
I wish there could be, like, an episode or a movie of, like, what would have happened if Doof and Lindana stayed together.
That makes me feel really weird. I don't know. I couldn't see them.
Like, I would love to see what happened. Like, that, like, a, like, the 2D or 3D universe, the second dimension. I want to see what happened in that plot line, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if they did end up together. Okay, finally, before we go in and rate some songs, I just want to talk about how Dan, what's his last name?
Pavenmeyer
is on TikTok.
He's actually really good at TikTok. Like, you would not expect, but he is.
He is. I really enjoy watching his content. And I love, like, when he does the Doof voice, too. And I love all the Doof remixes.
Yeah. They did, like, a romantic ballad of the Glue on My Hands song and with the lady that plays Vanessa. It was beautiful.
That's fantastic. And I love the song that's like, well, I'll be honest, I don't really understand.
That's the song.
Oh, that is?
They remixed, yeah.
Oh, wait, you sent that to me.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a good ballad. It's like a Starry Night Sky. And I love that he's debunking the myths of like how Doof is not Phineas's dad and how Candace is not schizophrenic with like the two brothers and one who died or whatever. I'm very glad that he debunked that because that was really freaking me out. I don't know about you.
That was a little weird.
It was making me
But I bought it for a while.
Same. I mean, it was on the internet, so I believed it. I mean, obviously, I don't believe anything you see on the internet. But, like, it was believable because it's just quite an out there idea. So, like, why wouldn't you believe it, you know? Yeah. And now, the moment you've all actually been waiting for, we're going to rank our favorite songs, baby. So, the way that this is going to work is that we're going to just take a bunch of songs, not all of them. There are so many songs.
Literally, there's like, you could write an entire musical based on just Phineas and Ferb songs.
Which would be amazing.
Someone should do.
Should we do it?
That'd be cool. Let us know if we should write a musical on Phineas and Ferb songs on our social medias.
Yes, please let us know because honestly, I'm down.
I'm really down. That would slap.
We got nothing to do this quarter until like January, so.
When you leave me.
When I leave you for good until Thanksgiving.
Of next year.
Of 2021. Maybe even Christmas. Anyway, we're gonna just get a handful of them. And we're not gonna like rank them. We're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're gonna do like God tier. Good. Fantastic.
Meh.
Sucks toes. Like that kind of thing. You know? Okay.
Sucks toes.
Okay, to start off, Lillian and I just discovered that we've had the same song stuck in our head for years. And that it's like continuously there.
It's like rent free in our heads.
Exactly. And we didn't know the name of it. I thought it was from The Magic School Bus or something like that.
And I thought it was called Just the Two of Us in an Esophagus.
Same, where it's like Just the Two of Us
in an Esophagus.
That one, yeah. It's time to get things rolling. In other words, okay, yeah, that's been playing in my head for years. But it's called The Hemoglobin Highway.
It has also been playing in my head for years, which is really weird.
We had no idea.
I thought I was the only one that would just randomly sing Just the Two of Us in an Esophagus.
Same, I literally thought it was from The Magic School Bus, and I was really wondering what episode it was because I wanted to know what song it was called or, like, what the song was and the context. I thought it was, like, the one where, like, the kids stay home from school and they went up his nostril and they, like, went down his esophagus.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Like, that was, like, a really good episode of that show. But anyway, so I would say that's God tier.
That is God.
Because that's been stuck in our heads for years and it's really catchy. And then also, we just found the 1 hour extended version of it on YouTube.
And it teaches humans about the body parts, kind of.
Exactly. And the name Hemoglobin Highway, that's so iconic.
That should be an actual highway name. Let's make that a highway.
You know what hemoglobin is?
Yeah.
It's a protein in the blood.
No, but I'm just saying that should be an actual highway name. Because that would be the coolest highway name.
To each his own, I guess. Okay, next. Fabulous. That obviously is also God tier.
I don't know. I feel like it's only fantastic.
Why?
I feel like I Ain't Got Rhythm, the one where the guy with the library books is better.
I do love Ain't Got Rhythm. That is definitely the best song of that show. But why not Fabulous, though?
I don't know. I feel like Fabulous is just mediocre. I don't know. Like, the guy that sings it annoys me.
Well, he kind of, like, raps it.
And I don't like his hair.
I love Bobby. I think he's a fantastic bass player. And just, like, he's the one of the show. He's a whole darn show. The rest of, next to you, their looks are a crime. Okay, fine. I'll say it's fantastic.
Okay.
Deal. Ain't Got Rhythm, we already determined, is God. That's our next song. Yes. That he's on our list. Not only is it insanely clever, the rhythm, so catchy, and then, like, the big horn brick at the end.
And the old lady shushing him all the time.
And he's like, oh, just go join the band.
Literally.
Fantastic. Like, it's, everything about that's perfect. The drummer becomes the librarian, like, that's the dream.
I want to be friends with that, the librarian drummer guy.
I do think it's weird, though, when he eats the cake. That out is of the garbage.
Weird. That is a little
That
weird.
Made me uncomfortable. But that's just me. Also, the song that the guy sings in the guitar shop is not on Spotify. Isn't that weird?
That's really... What is that song called again?
I have no idea, but it's not on Spotify.
Oh, that's weird.
I do really enjoy that song. I like the different elements, like the different genres that go into that one.
Yeah.
And that were on our list, I would say that it's God tier.
Yes. I agree with you.
Good. Because it's a delicious song.
It
it's
is.
Fantastic. Okay, how about Busted?
Okay, Busted slaps. That is God tier to me. That is another song that lives rent-free in my head.
Honestly, I hate to say this again, just because, I've already said God tier to the rest of the songs. But yes, Busted is fantastic. Both Ashley Tisdale and the other girl's voice are...
I think her name's, like, Olivia something?
Are fantastic, yeah. They're both amazing.
They're both just... Their harmonies are great.
And it's just... It's so angsty and, like, catchy, and I'm obsessed.
They do this parody of the end of, like, the Wizard of Oz-themed one, and they call it Rustin, because it talks about the Tin Man, and it's really funny.
And Phineas and Ferb is a different show.
And Phineas and Ferb. They have, like, a Wizard of Oz parody, and at the end, they sing this song called Rustin during the credits. It's great.
I want to watch that right when we're done with this. That's awesome. Oh my god. I need to watch that. Okay, what about Squirrels in My Pants? S to the I to the M to the P. First of all, original simp. Let's get into that.
That's the first Phineas and Ferb show we watched.
That's so true. And our mom's obsessed with that song.
So, I think it has to be God tier, not to...
Okay, this is really controversial, but I'm going to say it's not.
Really?
I think they could have done a lot more with it. I think it's a great song. I just don't listen to it on the regular. I think it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, and it's kind of shouty too. So let's go with
No, I don't, I think the lyric, like everything about it's fine. I just think it's a really repetitive song.
That is true. There is
like
nothing
squirrels,
to it.
Squirrel S to the end. I just think they could have done more and it's just repetitive.
So good. So just good?
Well, no, because I think we're going to get can't. Yeah, I think it's only good. Okay.
Yeah, just
I'm just
going
to say it. Theme song.
Meh.
Really?
Meh. Because it's like, you hear it all the time.
I think it's really, I like it a lot. I would say it's good. I'd say it's
I don't know.
Like, between fantastic and good.
Okay, we'll go with fantastic.
We'll go with good, because I said fantastic, you said meh.
Okay.
So we'll go with good. Okay, this one Lillian despises, but it's my favorite song from Phineas and Ferb. Summer Belongs to You.
I hate this one. I hate it so much.
Why?
Because you made me listen to it a bunch.
Okay, I was little, and I had a broken leg. as a fifth grader, so give me a break with that.
Yeah, but
I was I was 11. I was 11. I was 10 and 11. Because I turned 11. I had a broken leg. I had nothing better to do. So I listened to the song because I thought it was fun. And it gave me hope for the summer.
On repeat.
Yes, because I liked it. And I only had three songs on iTunes, Lillian. I had this, Marry You by Bruno Mars, and Rolling in the Deep by Adele. So it was like those three songs on repeat. So don't at me. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm still just going to say it's...
It's god tier.
Fine. No, it's fantastic.
No. It's definitely god tier.
That's as high as I'm going to go for it. I'm not saying this.
I'm overriding this.
How come you get to override?
You get to override me too. I'm saying this is a god tier song.
We'll go with god tier then.
Because of all the layers and the elements of the song... The key change, Candace comes in there. It's just, it's such a feel-good song. Like, it makes you feel like you're in summer.
You're such a simp for key changes.
I do love a good key change. All right, Lillian, this is your favorite song. Disco Miniature Golfing Queen.
It slaps. It is god tier, and I will say that forever.
No, I completely agree. I think it's fantastic. I think it's, especially like the intro.
Yeah.
It's an extended intro. And Lillian and I made a TikTok dance to this, actually.
So fun.
If you're interested in seeing it, we'll post it sometime, maybe.
So fun.
Never posted it because we were too shy.
Oops.
Also, we don't remember the dance moves. We just kind of improvised it the entire time.
We really did.
But we're going to do it again. So, sucks to suck, baby. Okay. Queen of Mars.
Good.
I would say, yeah, good or meh.
Yeah, we'll go with meh. It's... Not my favorite. It's kind of repetitive.
I agree.
And Candace's voice, it feels like it's a little high for her.
I'm the queen. Yeah, I agree. Like
she's
hard.
Like
it's hard.
Screaming a lot.
Not even that. I just think it's repetitive and annoying.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say it's meh. What do you
think? We'll go with meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
Okay. Aglet.
A-G-L-E-T. Aglet.
Okay, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. It is a bop. It makes me remember it. It's a memorable song. It also lives rent-free in my brain. A lot of Phineas
and now everyone, songs. And, like, we're all, technically we're Gen Z, but, like, we're, like, the millennial Gen Z, so we're, like, in the middle. Like, everyone born between 2000 and 2003 knows what an aglet is. And that, I think,
That's a whole movement.
It's a feat that everyone knows what an aglet is. Because why would you know what an aglet is? And I think everyone can say they safely know
what an aglet is. And exactly. It's educational. If you ever need to learn how to spell aglet, that song will stick in your head.
Exactly. Just like in third grade when I need to learn how to spell respect, I listened to the song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to
me. And it worked.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Just like I made up my own song for the word journey because I kept forgetting how to spell it as a second grader. Yeah. I made up my Club Penguin password, actually. Fun fact.
Whoa.
And that's how I remembered it. Not even the song. It didn't work. Anyway, this is controversial, but I think Chains on Me sucks toes.
Oh, it totally does.
Oh, good. Okay. I think
the guy sounds like a chain smoker.
What's he supposed to?
But yeah, it still
doesn't mean like a prisoned hard voice.
Still doesn't mean I don't have to like it.
Okay, yeah. Like, I just think it's too repetitive. Like, songs that don't have a lot of meat to it and are just repetitive, I think are boring, personally.
It does suck to us.
Exactly.
Okay, Truck Driving Girl. I feel like it's a good song. The only thing I don't like is that they make Phineas and Ferb, like the animated characters, not the actual actors, sing the song. And the voice sounds super disjointed coming out of their little bodies.
That's true. I don't remember that part, but I'll take your word for it. I think it's a fun play on like a bad country song. I think it's catchy. I like the dance break. Not my favorite, though. So I would say, what do you think?
I'd say good.
Good? Yeah, I would say it's good. I think that's a perfect rating for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. It's definitely good, but it's not god tier or fantastic. Little Brothers.
That's so sad.
Again, another song that's just stuck in my head always.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't know why.
It's so sad.
Sometimes, like, just like the
one. And
the,
it's really
one,
repetitive.
It is. Just the one line that goes... Little brothers,
cause we're younger, we're related.
Yeah, and your voice. I just think it's such a weird.
It's so weird.
Like it reminds me of, it's like if, like a 3-year-old wrote a song, and tried to make a
so
a Yeah, like, it's like, my umbrella opens when it rains. Like, it makes no, like, it's like, what? Like, yeah, of course, they're your little brothers and your boys. Like, what? I just think it's weird.
It is. But it's not a bad song. It's catchy, and the tune is really nice, and the singing voice is good. So I'd say it's meh.
Yeah, okay, I was thinking meh, too. Also, I want to let you know, people who are listening, we have, like, a list of the, of our rankings, and meh has a period next to it. It's like, God tier! Exclamation point. Fantastic, good, meh, period.
And then sex toes. Sex toes.
Okay, another song that's always stuck in my head. We're Finid Joys and for both, can't you see? We're all and something in the harmony.
Okay, that does slap, but it's not God tier level slap. It's, like, okay, catchy, but...
To be fair, I haven't listened to it in a long time. So...
I'd say good.
Yeah?
It's good, like, but it's not my favorite.
Fine. I'll go with that. I'll agree with you. I don't really know it. Backyard Beach, what are your thoughts?
Okay, Backyard Beach, I don't know. Again, Ferb sings in a really deep voice, which is kind of annoying.
But he has a deep voice.
I mean, he does, but it doesn't sound like his actual voice.
Of course, but, like, also we don't really know Ferb's voice at this moment.
That's very true.
I think the concept of the song and just the show of this episode is just so incredibly amazing that you, like, have to like the song.
So, yeah, maybe we'll go with Fantastic.
I was going to say good, but Fantastic, I can go
Fantastic,
with it.
It's, like, in between there.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Okay, Getchy Getchy Goo. God tier.
Slaps. That's one of the songs that is constantly stuck in my head.
Getchy Getchy Goo means I love you. Bow,
chicka, bow, wow. That's what that lady says. Bow, bow, bow. And my heart starts pumping.
Like, how can you not love that? I just think it's so heartwarming and fun. Like, they wrote it for what, their mother, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or, like, somebody important in their life.
And then Candace gets a verse. Like, come on. By George, she's got it. Wait, no, that Summer Belongs to You.
That is Summer Belongs to You.
Awkward. Okay, Perry the Platypus theme.
God tier, God tier. I agree. Will forever say God tier.
I agree. It's just fantastic.
It's just so good.
And I read the lyrics with it.
He's a semi-aquatic egg-laying enamel of action. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Something's a furry... But an animal who never fights from a fray.
Exactly. Like, it's awesome.
Like, even now, I'm still singing it in my head.
I know, right? It's still going. Okay, this one, people don't think of when you think of Phineas and Ferb. But the building song. Sing it.
Doobie up, doobie up, doobie ba. Doobie up, doobie up, doobie be ba. Doobie up, doobie up, doobie be ba.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like... Everyone knows that song.
Everyone. It's iconic, but it's not God tier because there's no, like, real lyrics to it. That's the only criticism I would make to it.
I would say it's fantastic.
It is. It's fantastic. It is.
It is. But yeah, I agree. It's not God tier necessarily. What about Ready for the Betties? That one's also constantly stuck in my head.
I don't remember that one.
It's like, ready for the Betties, ready for the Betties, ready for the Betties, ready.
I'll take your word for it, whatever you say I'll go with, because I don't remember it.
That's all I remember about the song. I would say it's good.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, it's good. It's always stuck in my head, so it's kind of annoying sometimes. Okay, people don't agree with me with the song, but I would say EVILBOYS, God tier.
I agree!
Okay, good. Because it's so good.
B-O-S.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Candace, yes, Candace does sing in a different voice. But I feel like...
It fits.
It's reasonable and it fits. Like,
because of her parsnip allergy.
It's not just like Ferb bursting into a different voice song. Like, there's like a reason behind her different voice.
Exactly. And like... Yeah, exactly. Because of the parsnip allergy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I hear the saints. I love that. Okay. Truck Driving Girl.
Didn't we already say that one?
We did, I'll delete that. My Undead Mummy and Me.
Okay, that one's meh.
I would say it kind of sucks toes.
It honestly does. Like, it's just that over and over again.
It really is. I'm really not a fan of that song. I think there's no point to that song, and I don't like it.
It's not a good song. It sucks toes. It does suck toes.
And honestly, that song and, Truck Driving Girl... I could even say. Or Little Brothers even sucks toes. I don't know. Some songs I just don't like listening to. I don't know.
I mean, I feel you. I feel like Truck Driving Girl is, like, again, still good.
Fine, it's good. You're right, it's good.
I don't even remember my end in Mommy and Me until she brought up the name. So if I don't remember it, that means it was not, at least not memorable, if not terrible.
So true, I agree completely. And I also don't remember it as well, so. Okay, you stuck your way right into my heart.
Okay, that one's God tier. I'm sorry. That's one of the songs that just plays over and over again in my head. Like, there's a really good backstory, and Love Handle sings back up, and it's just so good.
It's fantastic. And also, I just want to say something real quick. I was listening to a radio station that has classic 80s rock, and when I was in the car one day, and I heard the same...
No.
No, like that guitar riff and a song.
You're crazy.
No, like the actual Love Handle one. So they stole it from some guy in the 80s.
That makes me so sad. I thought it was original.
I know. I feel like all Phineas and Ferb songs are just so well written and original. But I was like, what?
You stole it from an 80s rock band. Give it back.
Literally. And when I heard it, I was like, why does that riff sound so familiar when I've never heard the song before? And it hit me and I was like, oh my God. Love Handle. Also, just the name of the band, Love Handle. Do you know what Love Handle is, Lillian?
It's like the extra fat by your stomach, right?
No, it's like the one on like the back of your, like the little pouches in the back of your back.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like the side of your back. I have Love Handles. But I just think that was so funny, and I learned that when I was like 8, and I was like, that's the weirdest name.
Why are they called Love Handles?
Because when you hug someone, you guess they're like, you can hold on to them. I don't know.
What?
Okay. You're going down.
Honestly, I mean, it's good. Honestly, I think it kind of sucks toes.
How does that song go?
You're going down, doobie doobie doobie. Once mom sees this, it's literally that over and over again.
Really? I like the 50s vibe to it, but yeah, I'll go with that too.
It does kind of suck toes.
Okay. And last but not least, the one that everyone's been waiting for. There's a platypus controlling me.
God tier.
That song and the remixes on TikTok.
Like the Balvin remix.
And the WAP one and just everything. So good. So good. If you want to debate any of these, just message us on Instagram or comment on a picture or whatever.
Whatever.
As always, our social medias are...
at yours.very.truly.lillian.
On both Instagram and TikTok. And I'm Madeline Elmore on Instagram, and I'm Splashulator on TikTok, and I'm Medelmo on YouTube. I need to make all those similar. We will see you next week, and get ready for another exciting episode next week. Have a fantastic day.
And we'll see you again next week.
Bye!